opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And we want to welcome you to our program this morning. And we had such a wonderful weekend last week. We weren't here. Obviously, there was a recording on last week. But we had the barbecue and pancake breakfast down at the Cottonwood Cruise and Car Show. And let me tell you, on Friday evening, there was probably about 2,000 people there. And on Saturday morning, throughout Saturday, there's probably another 3,000 people in the town of Cottonwood. And it was just amazing. You know what? One of the things that's so amazing to me with Cottonwood is that on Friday evening, after having all of the cars and all of the people and, you know, over 2,000 people walking the streets of Cottonwood in that little town, you get out and you walk the street at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, because we're still putting things away and everything else, and the streets were spotless. I mean, there wasn't a piece of trash on the road. There wasn't a piece of trash on the sidewalk. Everything had been picked up. The people in Cottonwood love their community so much that when they get ready to leave, they take any trash that's there along the way. The Chamber of Commerce comes through, and they do a final walkthrough and make sure that everything's cleaned up, and the Cottonwood Community Service personnel that are there. The town polices itself. It takes care of itself. And I ended up spending the night there all night because we had all different kinds of kitchen stuff outside and the tents and on tables and chairs and everything else. And the town was so quiet through the middle of the night. It was just awesome to be able to walk through the town at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning and just see how quiet the community of Cottonwood is. And it's just a beautiful community. We probably served almost 1,500 meals between Friday and Saturday. So Friday night we did all of the barbecue with everybody coming through for the cruise and taking care of folks that way. And then Saturday morning we did pancake breakfast starting at 6 a.m. and we started our barbecue with the pulled pork at about 11 a.m. and we served right on through the entire day. And it was just a fantastic opportunity for the museum to be out there, to be represented by our staff and personnel, to honor our veterans and our firemen and our police, and to be able to represent those entities with the community. It was a family event. There was family there with all their kids and their babies, and everything was outdoors. There were no issues. There were no fights. There was no roughness going on. And I just have to hand it off to Cottonwood community, that they, when they come together as a community, they come together. It's just like, it's how a community should come together and be able to work together, to be able to have a fantastic function, and then to be able to, police themselves once again, make sure that all the trash is picked up, everything's cleaned up, and that everything's back to the normal way that it should be. And so I just want to say, hats off to the Cottonwood community and to the Cottonwood Chamber and to all of the different organizations in Cottonwood that step up and take care of that community and to serve anybody who comes through whenever we have an event to be able to make that happen. And we wanted to remind you that right around the corner is going to be the Iron Soldier Ride, which is October 3rd. The Iron Soldier Ride will be presented by Yamaha Sea-Doo, Steve McCarley and his crew, and Paulo. And that is a major fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum, but for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And every year we have this program. Steve started it. We were gracious enough to be the recipient, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, to be the recipient of this program. They have a big motorcycle ride. They have entities in the community who support this program, who sponsor it, who raise the money for this. And the money that comes into Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services goes right back out to our veterans that are in need. And so the funding that comes in helps to pay for our meals at Christmas time and Thanksgiving. We hand out full Thanksgiving meals to our veterans and their families that are in need. Full Christmas meals with a ham and all the fixings or turkey at Christmas time for those families that are in need. Families that come to us and they need gifts for their family members. We go ahead and we supply gifts and Christmas gifts and things like that. And then we also this last year we were able to have enough funding to supply meals at Easter also for Easter meals for the military families that were in need. How awesome is it that an organization comes together and allows us to be able to raise these funds and to turn around and to give them right back to our veterans in our need, that are in need. And it's not just young veterans, it's older veterans also. We had a situation, and as an example, we had a Korean War veteran that came through. His daughter was a Global War on Terror veteran, and she was killed in a car accident and left three sons behind. Very young, middle-aged, and then a young teenager. And they came to us. They had all of a sudden just received these three boys. They were dealing with the stress of the loss of their daughter, and they were in great need. And they said, they were referred to us. They did not come to us. They were referred to us by another veteran and his spouse. And they said, hey, we know this family that's really suffering right now. They're going through some really tough times. Is there a way that you could help them? And through the funding that we had received through the Iron Soldier Ride, we were able to provide them with a full Christmas meal. We provided them, all of them, with brand new jackets. So the boys had new jackets. The grandparents had brand new coats also. We were able to supply them with necessary gifts, backpacks, things for school, clothing and things like that. Cold weather clothing, gloves and knitted hats, for that Christmas. We were able to really help them and take care of them with the groceries also. And so that's what this program is about. You know, people struggle. Life happens to them and it's out of their hands. It's out of their norm. And they go, what do? We don't either have the funding or we're struggling through the shock of life and they're trying to make things happen. And we are thankful with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services that we have the funding to be able to step up and to take care of a family that's in need like that without any regard for them having to pay anything back. It is a gift to our men and women who serve our country, and to say thank you to them in their time of need. And then our Homeward Bound program is a hand up, it is not a handout. The program is designed to be able to help people who are in need get back on their feet again and to give them a boost and a kickstart and encouragement so they can continue to live their lives and move on and they're not stuck in a deficit where they're now in a hole trying to move on with their life where they just can't, whether it's financially or whether it's emotionally or anything like that. And so we want to remind you that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and Silver Star Widows and Veterans Program, nobody makes a wage. This is all a labor of love. So when you see us out working our tails off, and that's what we do, is we work our tails off, putting all these things together, bringing everything together, and being able to take care of those in our community, it literally is a labor of love. Nobody gets paid. There aren't any wages. But it is our way of giving back. And once again, after doing two combat tours in Iraq and and being lucky to come home after what we did. This is a second chance to live and to give and to help those that are in need. And, you know, when I first came back from Iraq, I used to ask myself, why am I here? I saw people die all around me, but why am I here? What's the purpose? And I've slowly come to realize, because I'm thick-headed sometimes, that the purpose is the good Lord gave me a chance to help others that were in need. He showed me that my life could have been taken at an instant, at any given time. But he let me live, and he gave me the opportunity to come back and to utilize my skills and my opportunity and my experiences to put together an organization to help other men and women who are in need and to be able to move forward in our community, to be able to take care of them. And the mission continues every single day. We have people that come to us that are in need, and we stretch our hands out, and we help them any way we can within reason and within our capability. And so when you support us through these programs, this is what happens, and this is how we take care of our community. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
The Stillwater Powwow has returned both to the public and to tribal land, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. See the return of beautiful dancers, the fill of powerful drummers, and celebrate our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. For information, call 530-242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by Chicken Ranch Rancheria, the Potter Family, and this station.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. but we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. Can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lower in the flat when the sun goes down. And this is my turn. Yeah.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And yes, this is our town. This is our Northern California, Shasta, Tehama, Lassen, Trinity. Siskiyou counties are the areas that Homeward Bound covers along with the museum throughout Northern California. And we're proud of our community. We're proud of the opportunity to serve in our community. And one of the things I'd like to remind people is that we in the military sent all over the world to help people that we don't know. That's what the Seabees do. We're sent everywhere around the world with compassion for others. We fight, we build it for people through construction and through peace. And that's our motto here in our own community is to, we go all around the world to help other people, but shouldn't we come home and help those that are our neighbors? Shouldn't we help those that live around us that are in need? To know somebody that's in need and not to help them. Too much is given, much is required. And so that's what we do when we have that opportunity. It's a part of the camaraderie that we learn when we're in the service, that you take care of each other and you watch each other's six so that they can watch your six when things get tough, things get rough. And that's why it's so important for us to take care of our community, because it seems like the rest of the world is going to hell in a handbasket, but we have to make sure we take care of our own homes, our own community, our own neighbors, our own families. Because if we don't do it, we won't have anything. And so that's why it's so important for us to continue to take care of our locals here in our community and to honor those, especially to honor those who have served our country, put their lives on the line, made that sacrifice, who have come home or brought their buddies home in body bags under a flag. And that's why we need to continue to remind each other, hey, we have a mission to do in our community. Just because we come back from overseas or we come back from X amount of days in duty or years in duty, the mission doesn't stop. We continue to work with each other, take care of each other, and continue to move forward. My guest this morning, I have two guests this morning, and Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Mike, I want to welcome you, and you have your son here who is Logan. Logan is home from United States Navy right now. He's on leave. And so it's an opportunity for us to be able to have you here this morning. We want to talk about your service. And you have two sons in the military, one in the Navy, one in the Army.
Yes, sir.
And so we want to talk a little bit about your family and what they're doing and what's going on. And we want to talk about the influence of the military in your life when you joined the Army as a young man and how that has kind of shaped your life where you are right now in your life and how it obviously has influenced your sons and your family.
Sure. Well, Rob, thanks for having me this morning. It's an honor to be here. And, you know, I'm actually here in a capacity of Trinity Touring Club. So we are an autocross organization here that decided to donate our proceeds this year to your organization, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery and
Museum.
Museum. And what you guys are doing. And so over the next 2 months, our next two weekends that we're going to be doing, and we do it down at Shasta Speedway in the parking lot, and it's autocross, and it's anyone can come down and join. It's relatively cheap for what you get to do. And, but we are an organization of just, people just encouraging people to drive safely, and to learn your vehicle so that you don't do something dumb out in the road, especially young kids. We try to encourage the youngsters to come out, learn the ability of a car, and get that experience, and that translates into a lot of things. But that's my capacity today is we are donating all of our proceeds from our contributions for the next couple races to the end of the season in October. And then that will be presented to you and your organization.
Well, we just want to say thank you very much for that opportunity. We, you know, once again, we're a grassroots organization, mm-hmm. and money in, money out. Yes. If we don't have the funds coming in, we can't support our programs going back out.
Exactly.
And so when someone steps up like that to help be a part of the solution and not part of the problem, we're very grateful for that. So thank you once again for choosing the Northern California Veterans Museum.
Well, I'm new to the club. I mean, relatively 2-3 years, but you know, I think the biggest thing is that we, as a community, we have fun, you know, and if we have fun, let's give back, you know, and that's why I'm here too, is I've been blessed, you know, and I have an incredible life, but I got to give back, and that's, I'm involved in a lot of other things, that I'm excited about. That kind of takes it to the next level, and it's called a thing called Vet Motorsports, where you actually help disabled vets get into racing. And so that's a new program that they've just started. You can see some of the stuff. It's vetmotorsports.org, and it's just it's a cool organization I want to get involved with, because when you are into racing, you want to bring other people around, and so it's kind of my side passion, you know.
Sure.
So, but
fast.
If you can take that and use it and help veterans and have fun. You know, that's what I want to do, and or at least that's, you know, one little aspect of my racing.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I used to race with my brother at Saga Speedway. We used to do figure eight racing out there, and also
figure eight. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, and enduros. We used to race enduros out there. And it's, you know, when you're going 100 miles an hour plus with your hair on fire and somebody's right on your tail and you're pushing you and you're pushing them. I mean, that's why a lot of guys do it. I mean, it's just, an e-ticket ride. And so.
Well, as you know, I mean, it's autocross is cool because it's only like a 60-second lap. So it's like this quick adrenaline rush and it's over, you know, and you're not out there for an intense, but if you hit a cone, it's minus a second off your time.
Wow.
So the whole goal is to go out. And people can come down and watch.
But it's a spectator sport.
Yeah. They can come right to the gate. You're 25 feet away from the cars flying by because they're in the parking lot contained, but you can sit from the outside and watch.
Right.
And we've had, you know, people come down and food trucks and stuff during the day. I don't know if we're going to do that this next, but we are having our last day on Sunday. I would tell you the address or the time, but I think it's the 23rd. So we have one next weekend, the 25th, 26th. And then I think it's the 11th or 12th, actually.
And that's Shasta Speedway at the fairgrounds.
But in the parking lot.
Right, not in the grandstand.
Yeah, so you'd have to go to the north side.
So they park in the very back?
Yeah.
Is that how they get in there?
Yeah, there's a little side road, so you go in there, and there's a big parking lot. And then the whole gated portion where the track is all contained, and that's where we have all of our timing. And, you know, we do everything. If everything's safety first. And then COVID was a little hard getting out there.
Sure.
But now we've kind of gotten through that, and it's a great spectator sport, and you're social distancing.
I was saying, it's all outside. There's one person in the car. You shouldn't have to wear a mask.
And since COVID, we have gotten very busy, which is great because we have more spectators, more people to come out and contribute. So
right.
And have fun.
You guys race in the rain?
Yes.
Oh, so that would be really exciting.
Yeah. Well, when we have our point races, they go on scheduled rain or shine. Usually that's only – we had one in April, and that was very interesting.
So do you have kids come out with their mom and dad's Mercedes, and they race their mom and dad's Mercedes out there with them knowing it?
Oh, well, no. Their parents are usually there. We encourage that. So who owns the car?
Their Cadillac Escalade out there going full bore.
Absolutely. So – but we, you know, that's just a side thing of what I do. And, but it is one of those things that I want to, help, you know, and I'm always with, anyone that I know that's, you know, wants to get out there, I'll always help you out. So it's just fun to, you know, I take it to an extreme, but you can just come out with, we had a guy come in with a panel van.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like a work truck, and he was crushing it, you know, and just.
Bring what you got. It doesn't matter. You know,
it's
so
like
you'll
driving
learn.
A UPS truck through the streets, you know.
These are little small ones.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, we're going to be coming up on a break here in just a minute, but how many drivers do you usually have during a day, during one of your sessions?
Well, so we have a morning session and an afternoon session. So you normally just do one or the other. And then there's two sessions in both. So I think we can go up to 30 and 30. So 60 in a day.
And that's a lot of driving.
Oh, that's a lot. But remember, it goes really fast.
Right.
So one gets up, goes, while he finishes, he's already gone. So it's just a constant flow, but they're never on the track same time because it's all time, just one lap in and out.
Do they come back and do multiple laps?
Yeah. So then you come back and
try to
get back in line. Yeah. So that's what's cool is by the fourth time, you better have the track nailed down.
Right. Or you're just not going to get it.
But every time we go out there, it's a different track. It's not like we race the same track.
Oh, so you change the configuration
every time.
All the time.
So everyone doesn't have
advantage.
It's a new track to everyone.
Right.
So that's what makes it is interesting is it hones your skills because you're not doing the same thing over and over again like I do at Thunder Hill. That's the same course. So you get real familiar with that.
Right.
But,
yeah, that's a big course there.
Yes.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Our guest this morning is Mike Huber and his son, Logan Huber, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And once again, our guest this morning is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and his son, Logan Huber, who is on home from leave from the United States Navy. And welcome again this morning. And, Mike, we're going to talk a little bit about your Army experience. You went right into the Army right out of high school. Talk a little bit about your experiences. That was during the Reagan administration back at that time.
Yes, this was 1984. I actually signed up in 83, delayed entry. There was about five of us that actually all went in the same time. Like, you know.
And that, buddies?
Yeah.
Buddies,
buddy program, you know. So we all went in the Army. I'm still in one of them, my best friend, who actually was the one who got me in. He passed away about 20 years ago. And the interesting thing is, just a little side note, was his son is in the nuclear program. And
okay.
Did help, you know, at least it kind of helped him get into that, steer that right direction, getting into the program. And, which is kind of a unique thing. But anyway, grew up in Whitmore, had these five friends. We all went in the Army, all did different MOSs. One of them stayed in. He was a smart one. He became a helicopter pilot and retired and did his thing. Saw a lot of action, but, you
sure.
know. But I was only in for 3 years. You know, I did it to get the college. You know, I was like, well, I'm going to go in for 3 years, get my college, and get out.
Sure.
And so I kind of had a plan. I went to basic in South Carolina, which is where my other son Landon went to. So when I went back and visited him for graduation, it was like, homecoming. Yes, I remember this place
right.
a long time ago.
Good things and bad things.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't changed much either. Then I went, I got stationed at my EAT thing. You know, I went to school, and they're like, hey, you're going to stay here. I became the promotion and awards clerk. I got to know a lot of good people. I became an E4 promotable in 18 months.
Wow.
Which is the earliest you could do it.
Right.
Because I was the awards clerk. So.
Well, of course. See how that works?
Yeah.
That's like a YN or a PN in an E. Well, they don't even have those rates in
it was an interesting thing. So, and then I wanted to go overseas. And then they sent me to Fort Polk, Louisiana. And I was like, okay. So I got stationed at an MI battalion at Fort Polk, my last year. And that really solidified me going, I'm getting out. Because I'm like, if there's a hell on earth, it's Fort Polk.
There's got to be another place besides this place.
Yes, it's bad. But, you know, it was a great experience. Actually got into some racing there on the side. I did a little street racing back in the day. And that was, you know, because I was involved in it. But it was just, you know, you could kind of do that back then.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it was, you could do lots of things when yeah. we were just out of high school.
Yeah.
We were out of high school.
Yeah. And I wasn't from Louisiana, so I didn't care. So, but the, it was a great experience, but I learned a lot there. And funny thing there, I was like I was the mail clerk. I was the, ammo guy. Cause, you know, they trusted me. So I had the clearance and then I worked. So everyone, you got to know a lot of people.
Well, sure. And then everybody shows up on your door going,
oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy. Well,
yeah.
You have this.
Yeah. So
what can we do about that?
It was, you know, there again, my experience was, I was blessed. I had a great experience, learned a lot, got out, went to Shasta College, did my 2 years out there. Was involved in track, and so I liked doing the physical aspect. I applied for the Army track team, actually, because I was a high jumper, and they didn't pick me. But
we're jumping high enough, huh?
Yeah, couldn't quite get over 6'8". I was a little tall. But I did get out of the Army, went to school, went to work for my dad. I always had that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, I grew up in Whitmore, so I was on a ranch. You know, I had chores, and you know, I was the only kid. So,
you got all the chores.
I had all the chores.
You had all the chores.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you see that, son? You you got it off easy. But it was, you know, the military. It's still to this day. I mean, it is. I'm so blessed that. All the benefits and all the things you get afterwards too. I mean that the help, you know, if you need it, you know, and it's I haven't, you know, the medical and just other things. It's I look at my sons and I'm like, you guys are set for life because you made a decision and it really got you springboarded, you know, and I think
right.
that's what it does. You commit to a time and it really helps, you know, obviously they grow up right in front of your eyes. But
life is just happens way too fast.
Way too fast.
Yeah.
And at least if you get a good springboard, and I think that's what it is. It's just, you know, it's a great, you know, honor to do that. And both of my sons, especially, you know, had made the decision on their own. I didn't influence them. It was the weirdest thing, but maybe I did subliminally, but this was 100% their decision, and, you know, they knew I would support them, but.
Well, they had heard all of your different experiences and things like that, and then they weighed out where they wanted to go, and they made those decisions based on where you've been and what you've seen with your experience and with your clearances and different things like that. What are some of your thoughts? And I don't want to get into a political aspect of this, but I mean, what are some of your thoughts about what's taking place in Afghanistan right now?
Well, I'm very
because
you're
patriotic and you're
my other son almost was over in that, and so he should have been. He just didn't get vaccinated at that particular time, and so he didn't go.
So it was a vaccination issue.
Yeah, but he, you know, so that's changing, but. I guess that's the biggest thing. If we have science, why do we have political science? Why is the political science now taking over and becoming everything? It's not, you know, it's all for political reasons.
And it comes across to me that political science is not common sense.
Yeah, right.
It's political.
Yes.
It's one side or the other, but never about, when you serve in the military, you serve 100% for 100 Americans, 100% of the Americans. Mm-hmm. You don't serve for any particular color. You don't serve for any particular brand or political entity. You serve because you're serving the United States of America and the Americans who live here, and not because of one entity or the other.
Exactly.
And so, and that's one of the things that's always, you know, when we were in Iraq, and we were taking enemy fire, and, we weren't there for the Democrats. We weren't there for the Republicans. We were there for our families. We were there for our buddies. We were there for our nation. And there was times, and I'll be honest with you, there was times when we came back from missions where we were lucky to come home alive.
Yeah.
And you stop and you think, what are we putting our lives on the line for? And does anybody really appreciate it? Because you come back and you're exhausted. You're just lucky to have your man with you. I was a combat commander, so I had a 25-man team. And you're lucky to bring every man back with you. And then you go, okay, we're here because we have a job to do. We're here because we're up against an enemy and we know who the enemy is. At that time, we knew who our enemy was and what the factions were. But there's always that thought in your mind, okay, if we lose a life, if we lose a life and I have to write a letter home to that wife or that mother or that daughter or that family entity that says, your son died on my watch, how is it that I'm going to be portraying that? How am I going to deal with that the rest of my life? You know, officers go through certain officer trainings to say, okay, if you make certain decisions and you lose lives, that's part of the game or that's part of your position. But as a chief petty officer, I was never given that information. I was never trained that way. I was given a team, and you go do your job, and you come back, and if something happens, you deal with it. But I was never given the formal training to how to deal with that. Then that was one of the things that I really struggled with, is if I lose one of my team members, how am I personally going to deal with that the rest of my life? Because we did everything we could to do the best that we could so we could come home, and we did. But there was times when it was so close, I mean, hair-splitting close, coming back home, that it was just, you know. And then that's part of the PTSD, is dealing with all of those what-ifs that are actually realities that didn't happen, but they're all around you all the time.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any accepted casualties, you know. And then, you know, I know when my son was potentially going in, I mean, they knew they were going to lose so many people. And so, like, really? You go into this knowing, oh, we're going to lose, you know, up to 10 people or in two birds. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, what 10? Throw the dice.
Yeah.
Well, in my book, there was zero tolerance. We weren't going to lose anybody. Right. We were going to do everything we could.
Absolutely.
To make sure that that did not happen.
No man left behind.
And so we followed every protocol. We followed every instinct. You know, my men would say, hey, what about this? What about that? And I listened to them because every one of them had a different experience to offer. And I knew enough at my age, because I was there at 40 at my first tour and 44 at my second tour, that if there's somebody that has more wisdom than me, I need to listen to that, and we need to shoot from that hip instead of from my own.
Yeah, and it should always be a clear and defined mission. Like, this is what we're doing. Not, well, they'll go in there and, you know, that's what it seems like today. Like, there's no leadership. Nobody really wanting to be accountable or take credit or not take credit. So, yeah, that's the political side.
Well, my men knew that the buck stopped with me.
Yeah.
And when we left the wire, it was my responsibility until we got back in the wire again. And I held that responsibility.
Yeah.
I was very true and dear to my heart. And they needed to know that I supported them so that I could have that support from them for me.
Right.
Because that's what it took. Mm-hmm. I knew that they covered my back the entire time, and I was up front with them from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Redding Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Redding. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Redding. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
He said, Mama, I know you have a lot of plans for me. College in the fall, hey, I'm almost 18. I've been doing lots of thinking about a lot of stuff. Went down to the recruiter today and I signed up. If not there, then where? If not now, then when? If not this, then what else can I defend? Being gone and being scared. What else can I do if not me?
If not me, then who? He's upstairs shaving, his clothes are starched and pressed. I'm down here praying, my mind is in a mess. I ask where he got these crazy ideas anyway. He just smiles and says, it's the way that I was raised. And if not there, then where? If not now, then when? If not this, then what else can I defend? Being gone and being scared. What else can I do? If not.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And our guest this morning is Mike Huber with the State Granite and his son, Logan. Huber is here with us this morning. He's on home leave from the United States Navy. And I kind of played that song for you, Logan, because, you know, as our younger generation steps up to the plate and they sign on the dotted line and they serve in the military, doesn't matter which branch, that's a dedication of your life to those tasks. And the question always comes back is, what was one of your motivators in your life that kind of pressed you in that direction to make that decision? And then also, what caused you to be able to or to want to go into the particular rate that you chose, which is nuclear. Yep. And so once again, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for serving our country. And thank you for doing what you're doing. This is a tough time in our nation right now. I was listening to some other people talk, and they said, you know, if my son was out right now, I wouldn't recommend that he went in the military because of everything that's going on. And I would say that that's wrong. I would say that if you have a son or a daughter that's serving, that wants, is thinking about going to the military, that you encourage them, because we need young people with the heart of our nation, with the love of our country, with the reason to stand behind that flag, that are willing to step and say, I love this country, I love my family enough to where I want to serve my country in the United States military. I did 23 years, and when I was in, when Clinton came in, people say, you know what, I am not going to serve this Clinton guy, and they got out. And when Obama came in, they said, I'm not going to serve Obama, I'm going to get out. Well, when I signed on the dotted line, it was to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. It wasn't a president. It wasn't to support any particular president or leadership or anything else. It was the ideals of this nation and what this nation stands for. And so I would continue to encourage any of our men, young men and women who want to serve this nation. You are the next generation that will make a difference. You are the ones that will carry that ball and make the decision, yes, I want to go left or I want to go right or I want to stay in the center. But you will have that capability. Someday you'll make a chief, and if you're staying long enough and you'll be making those decisions as a chief petty officer to mold and guide other young sailors that are coming along the ranks. And in the meantime, you're going to learn all the aspects and training capability to do what you're going to do to be a professional and a subject matter expert with what you're going to be doing. But you have the capability to be strong, to be courageous, and to set the example for others as you move forward. And you'll be able to influence individuals' lives in a positive manner as you move forward. I mean, your dad's already set the example. He's that way in the community. He was that way when he served our nation in the military. And so you have those entities already in your mindset, honor, courage, and commitment. That's the mainstay of the Navy. And so I just wanted to say thank you once again for being here this morning. You just got out of nuke school, 18 months, right?
Correct.
18 months of nuke school. Tell us a little bit about why you went in the Navy and a little bit about your boot camp, if there were some experiences there, and then why you chose the nuke rate.
So I joined, I think I went to the recruiter station about 2 years ago this month. I think the biggest thing that motivated me to join was I wasn't sure exactly what career field I wanted to do for my future, and I knew military was a great way to step from high school and give me that responsibility and learn how to be a leader. And I didn't want to – I saw some kids that had graduated before me that were going to Shasta College or just working, and they weren't really doing anything with their life. And I was like, I don't want to be that – I don't want to be that kid. So I called the recruiter station, and they had contacted me multiple times because my ASVAB score was through the roof.
Right.
And
yeah, it has to be for Nuke.
Yep.
Automatic qual for
yeah.
Nuke. So it was like, oh, you want to do Nuke? Okay, go ahead.
Right. And there's perks for being Nuke program too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so that's the big thing that was a deciding factor is that they told me I qualified, and the rank for Nukes, we make E5 in 2 years. A bunch of bonuses, and I was like, rank and money. That sounds good to me.
Right.
So
as of today, have they fulfilled their commitment?
Yes.
So it is a struggle.
And you have fulfilled your commitment to that too.
A lot of times you come out of boot camp as an E-nothing, and it takes you forever to get to be an E-something.
Yes.
So, you know, coming out and then going right into a leadership position for E-5, I mean, as a second-class petty officer, I mean, that's a feat by itself. To give you that opportunity, Alin, along with your capability as your Nuke rate.
Yep.
And I think that the Navy, I mean, I know when we were looking at it, he was deciding, I was like, it is such an incredible opportunity because these, you know, being someone like him, he probably would have went on to college, been in debt, still working on his degree, where he went in and went to school for the last 18 months and crushed it, but that was a lot of work, but he got rewarded.
Well, if he went to college, it'd be a lot of work.
Well, yeah, but he was getting paid.
Right.
And his room and board was paid. Like, he had no bills. Like, so not very many.
Too.
So in order to go to that program, you've got to be really stress-free. You know, nothing worried, just get through it. And sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, son, but I'm proud of you for doing that.
Go ahead, Logan. Tell us a little bit more about as you're getting ready to go to boot camp and going to your A school.
So boot camps, it's kind of that thing where everyone's scared of, but at least my experience, once you get there, the first few, like the first week during P days, it's new, it's weird. Everyone's nervous, doesn't know what they're supposed to be doing, but once you get through P days, you kind of like understand what you're expected of in boot camp. And then after that point, it's just kind of you're doing this most of the same things every day. So it gets easier. And then once you get towards the end, all your RDCs and everyone in charge of you, they kind of like pull the reins off and are like, all right, you're going to be a sailor. We're going to treat you like a sailor and try to be your friend. And then that kind of really helps your transition from coming to boot camp and then going to your A school or your schooling afterwards.
So there's nothing like getting issued your dress blues and putting your dress blues on for your first inspection.
So the inspections are definitely one of the scarier things, just because it has to be perfect every single time, or your bunk inspections. Those ones are scary because if you fail one or two, you get ASMODE, which so you go back a week and that's the scariest thing about boot camp because everyone wants to get through the first time. No one wants to be there longer than they have to be.
Right.
But
yeah, especially where it was in the time of year.
What time of the year were you there at Great Lakes?
So I left for boot camp January 15th.
Oh.
So I think somewhere around February I had reached negative 2 degrees.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House and congressional Democrats have conducted several days of frantic negotiations on President Biden's massive tax and spend plan, but there's still no deal. Is the president frustrated?
Everybody's frustrated. It's part of being in government.
When it comes to his legislative agenda, the president says he's going to work like crazy.
To make sure we get both these passed, and I think we will get them passed. Well, and I'd be on the phone with them a lot, and maybe meeting with some.
The president is trying to salvage a bipartisan infrastructure deal and win approval of his massive legislative agenda. American University political science professor David Barker says that the Afghan pullout, as well as these dragged-out budget negotiations, have hurt the president's job approval.
He looks like he can't even get
Democrats, enough Democrats to fall in line to get this thing over the finish line. So it just makes the entire Democratic operation look a little incompetent, fairly or unfairly. And Biden, you know, is going to take the biggest heat for that.
A drug company is touting a new COVID-19 pill. Merck says the oral drug reduced hospitalizations and deaths by half in infected people. Dr. William Schaffner is with Vanderbilt University Medical Center and says somebody with COVID-19 could simply get a prescription.
They could go to their pharmacy and take their medication the way they do other medicines. This would allow us to treat many more people much more quickly and, we trust, much less expensively.
A federal judge is deciding whether to block the new Texas law banning most abortions. The Biden administration yesterday argued against it. The judge did not say when he will rule. Justice Brett Kavanaugh tests positive for COVID-19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time for holiday cleaning. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. Genesis 950 is great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Perfect holiday gift for pet owners. Genesis 950 has great customer service, always willing to help with your particular problem. Order 1 gallon direct at genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code PETS. That's Genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets.
A couple of Republican lawmakers are awaiting answers from Defense Secretary Austin about the case of an outspoken Marine jailed after questioning the handling of the Afghanistan troop withdrawal.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller was sent to the brig shortly after releasing a video demanding accountability from the military leadership. Two House Republicans, James Comer of Kentucky and Nancy Mace of South Carolina, have penned a letter to Austin. They note that Scheller has not been charged in a formal court-martial and express concern that he will likely face charges as part of a politically motivated investigation. Rich Thomason reporting.
California will enact the nation's first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children in public and private schools. The requirement expected to be phased in next year after final vaccine authorizations. News and analysis at townhall.com. Blue Origin is accused of being a toxic work environment.
A group of more than 20 current and former employees made the accusations of Jeff Bezos' spaceflight company. The workers claim in an essay that there's sexism at the company. The employees state that numerous senior leaders have been known to be consistently inappropriate with women. There were also safety concerns, with a group stating Blue Origin seemed more focused on beating Richard Branson and Elon Musk to space rather than tackling safety issues that would have slowed the schedule. John Scott reporting.
Allegations of bad behavior also are affecting sports. The commissioner of the National Women's Soccer League, Lisa Baird, has resigned amid allegations that a former coach engaged in sexual harassment and misconduct. Outcry over the allegations has rocked the women's league and forced all of this weekend's soccer games to be called off. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays 10 to noon.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Senior Chief Rob Burrows here, retired from United States Navy Seabees. And our guest this morning is Mike Huber with the State Granted and his son Logan, who is a MMN, Third Class Petty Officer, Machinist Mate Nuclear, Third Class Petty Officer, United States Navy, active duty right now. He's on home, at home on leave. And good morning, both of you. And we've been talking with Logan this morning about just coming out of boot camp and talking about getting ready to go into his A school for nuclear tech. And good morning again, and thank you for being here this morning. I know sometimes we get some young active duty guys and they're afraid to come in and talk and whatever else. And I think it's great that you decided to come in this morning and share some of your experiences. People do not know what our active duty personnel are going through right now. And so it's very important, I think, that as you share your experience, because you're in right now and you talk with people, you are a snapshot of what the United States Navy is doing right now across the world and here in our own communities as you're going through school and preparing to go to your duty station. And I think that with all of the different things that are taking place in the military and the hierarchy with officers, and it seems like there's so many other issues that are failures in our society. But at the ground level where you are at right now, you are being successful, you're being strong, you're going through your schools, you're preparing for your duty station, you've got a fresh outlook, a good attitude, and we want you to share that, some more of that with us as we move forward through the program, because people need to hear that. They need to hear that confidence, and they need to know that, you know, the honor, courage, and commitment that is part of the Navy heritage and what we project as sailors and senior enlisted and officers, how important that is. And even for myself, even though I'm retired out of the Navy, that honor, courage, and commitment doesn't go away. It continues to be a part of my life in our community. It continues to be one of the moral compass guidelines that I use as we move forward to operate in our home and in our lives. And that will be the same for you as you move through your career and you finally retire out someday, whenever that might be. So let's talk about your A school.
All right. So talking about it again, A school was our first introduction to the nuclear pipeline. We got to learn our in-rate career field. So for me, it was being a machinist mate. As machinist mates, we kind of learned about all the tools we'd be using, valves, oil purifier, just everything that runs an engine room. Not in too much detail, but just the basics so you have a good understanding before you transition into power school and prototype. And
so mechanic trade is a good you could use that anywhere the rest of your life.
Yep.
So my rate was a CM, so I was a construction mechanic. So we worked on everything from small engines to bulldozers. And so nuts and bolts are nuts and bolts, and the theory behind that and where they go is what changes, but the basics are the same, and you can carry that with you anywhere in your life as you move forward.
Yep. So that's what A school is all about, which is kind of learning the basics of mechanics, and they really harp on like all the equipment that we'll be using once we get to our boats, and how to tear it apart and put it back together. And then going from A school, we transitioned to power school, and that's where you kind of not forget, but you kind of set aside what you learned in A school and then learn about the nuclear side and also the other rates, because as nukes, since our job is so intense and stressful, they expect us to understand what the other jobs are doing.
Sure.
So that's kind of what power school introduced us to. We got to do nuclear physics, kind of all the actual systems that we'd be working on, learning the ins and outs of them, kind of understanding how nuclear power actually works, and then mechanics, we kind of take how that works and how it affects the engine room and our steam plant, and pretty much how we spin our turbines, how we produce power, and pretty much make the ship go.
So they talked about the father of nuclear, the nuclear program. Says that was Admiral Rickover, wasn't it?
Yep, Rickover. Definitely during the nuke program, you'll hear his name everywhere.
Because he's the father of the nukes.
Yeah, the actual schoolhouse that we're in is called the Rickover, so you hear that name every day. And then not to make it sound like the nuke program wasn't hard, but no one really understands like what some of the actual students are going through. They just see it from the outside, but it may not be the most physical job ever, but when it comes to your mental health, it's definitely stressful, and that's what breaks most kids during the nuke program, is just they're expected to learn so much information in such a short amount of time.
Right.
And then having that put on a grade scale, it's really like it affects their like mental state, because they see like, oh, I just spent all this time learning this, and then I see I get a bad grade, and then just kind of some people kind of get that snowball effect where they start to go bad, and it just gets worse and worse and worse until they finally break. But that's mainly for A school and power school. And then our final portion, which I just finished in August, is prototype. And that's one where you kind of get to take all the information you learned and get to have a little fun, because you get to actually go down on the submarines and stand watch and do your job of sorts with an over-instruct watching you the whole time. But you get to actually apply your knowledge, and it's definitely an interesting experience in prototype, but I would say the most rewarding is as you're going through prototype, towards the end, you get to the point where you're not really learning anything as much, but more of you're understanding it and you're taking your past knowledge and, oh, like, I've learned this thing and I haven't talked about this, but because I've learned so much, I kind of understand how that works. And they harp on understanding the plant all together and how one thing affects another. And it's really fun to
For every action, there's opposite and equal reaction.
Yep. It's really fun to see just how much you've learned and be, wow, this is, I've learned a lot in this program.
Things start to click.
Yep.
So this is why I learned this. Now I understand why this is so important. All these different things start to meld and come together. We're on a break right now. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Our guest is Logan Huber, United States Navy, Machinist Mate Nuclear. We'll be right back.
Hey, Northern California. This is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area. From climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
It's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
The day he was born. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. Lay down his life. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. For these stars to shine. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and our guest this morning is Logan Huber, Machinist Mate Nuclear's third class petty officer. He's on home on leave right now, active duty, United States Navy, and the son of Mike Huber with the State Granite. And Mike, I can see why you're so proud of your son. I mean, it's just, you know, be able to go through and perform 18 months of schooling and then graduate. If you ask me, any kind of graduation from MIG school is honors, because of what takes place, what has to be done, what the information that you need to know, the capability that you bring out of coming out of school because you've passed those objectives that were set before you. And so I want to just congratulate you, for passing, nuke school. We're basically going to come out of that. You are going to be holding one of the, whether anybody else calls it that, I would call it one of the highest positions in the United States Navy, because it's such a critical position for you to be running a nuclear system, whether it be on a submarine or on a ship. The United States Navy has never had a nuclear accident, and it's because people like yourself go through school, they're taught correctly, they're held accountable to high, high standards, and then you continue to maintain that as you perform your job and your duties to make sure there aren't any accidents or critical incidences throughout your career, and you work with other individuals to make sure that they hold themselves at a higher standard. That by itself, that takes a lot of self-discipline. It takes a lot of mental anguish to be able to know what your subject matter and then to be able to perform properly. And so, I wish you the best as you move forward with your career, you do your jobs, and that you, you constantly think about your capability and the responsibility back to our nation, because you are front lines, when you're working with that ship, wherever it may be, or that submarine, wherever it may be. Those are front line duties, and you don't have to be in combat to be in a dangerous situation. You're going to be in a dangerous situation all the time because you're going to be constantly around the nuclear aspect of what's taking place. And the ship doesn't go anywhere unless the nuke system's working properly. And, you know, first thing on the front lines of the newspaper is a ship runs aground and there's a nuclear accident. You know, sure, that comes back to the captain or whatever else, but the entire crew is held accountable. And so that's why it's so important to make sure that everybody on your team is up to par and being able to do what they need to do at all given times. And that's a lot of responsibility. Sometimes that's general quarters 24/7. And I know that's like when we were in a combat zone. It was general quarters 24/7. The enemy was always there. And one of the enemies that you'll have in your position is complacency. Complacency is an enemy, yeah, because complacency kills. You don't do that added little task. You don't check mark that last thing because you didn't check that particular system. You weren't paying attention. You fell asleep for an hour on watch, but that was a critical time when something needed to be taking place. All of those things are critical in the capability of your job, the job of the Navy, the captain, the system that you're working on. And so I know I'm throwing out all these responsibilities and things like that, but those are things that are ahead of you.
Yep.
And those are things that are critical that will make you a fantastic sailor versus an average sailor. And I think that just being able to come through the nuke school and passing that has set you in a very good path, a very good limelight to continue to move forward and to be able to do your job the best that you can do. And so, thank you once again for being a part of such a critical system in our nation's Navy.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit more about you're just finishing up your phase three and getting ready to graduate. And one of the difference I was asking was what's the difference between a nuke system on a submarine or maybe on an aircraft carrier, depending upon where your duty station is going to be?
Yeah, so they train us on submarines through our schooling, but some of us go to submarines, some of us go to carrier. I myself got stationed or will be stationed on the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, CVN 69 in Norfolk. The biggest differences between a submarine and a carrier, most of the like actual equipment and layouts are similar, but once you go to a carrier, everything will be bigger. There'll be, say, maybe two turbines on a submarine, but there's four on a carrier. It's bigger and more, and then the lingo changes a little bit, the way they call things, on submarine, they have to speak in sub-IC. So for every number, you don't say 125, you say 125. Those are probably the biggest differences. Besides that, they are very similar. They wouldn't train us on a submarine if it was going to be completely different than a carrier. But, yeah, those are probably the big ones.
So now when you're in a submarine, you're down below. I was on the USS Ohio at Point Loma. I was given a tour down there by a Master Chief when I first came back from Iraq. And they didn't take us down into new carriers. They took us down into the tube areas where the ballistic missiles were.
Yep.
And it's like, I mean, it's gigantic. It's like walking inside of a warehouse down inside those ships, the submarines. Is that how it is in a new, with all that is? It's like walking in a warehouse down there? I mean, it's just so gigantic with everything.
So on submarines, it's the engine room is ginormous. It goes from the upper deck, so the top of the submarine, all the way to the bottom. But there's so much equipment and systems and piping, it's kind of cramped, actually. The hallways or the passageways are thin. You have tiny little stairwells.
So it's completely different than the lower decks.
Yeah, even the upper deck of the engine room. Besides maybe by some of the switchboards, the electrical components, you have a little bit more room by them, but the actual where I'll be spending most of my time is pretty cramped. Walking down a passageway, you can't really fit two people next to each other. You have to squeeze past each other. And
you're about 6 foot tall?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that'll be, you'll be wearing a hard hat down there.
Yeah. It's definitely submarine is not a place for tall people. There are a few people that are 6'5 and they decide they want to be on a submarine and they'll learn at first. They'll hit their head on everything.
Yeah. And then it's all steel or iron.
As they get along, they'll figure it out and learn where everything is and when to duck their heads. But, yeah, life on a submarine is definitely compact and a little claustrophobic.
So, and now you're getting ready to go to, the Dwight D. Eisenhower. You said that's in Norfolk?
Correct.
So then you'll be, what kind of a division will that be?
So, on carriers, it works a little bit different. You have RM and RP. So there's two different divisions. You have it's a little like funny where they say is dirty pipe and clean pipe. So clean pipe is it's kind of the reactor side or everything connected to the reactor, and then dirty pipe is considered your secondary systems. So all your steam components, your AC, distilling units, refrigeration, that's kind of what you'd be in charge of. So when you get there, you don't really get that decision.
Right.
You're going to go clean pipe or dirty pipe.
You're going to say, hey, you're over here.
So you do learn a bit about the other one, but while you're on the boat, you'll specialize in your specific division and learn those components. Because even though we're expected to know everything, they do still want us to be masters in our craft.
Absolutely.
So.
One thing about steam is it is so corrosive. After working on boiler systems on land with some of my jobs that I've had in the civilian sector, that steam, it eats just about everything. No matter how, whether it's stainless, titanium, whatever else, steam is very corrosive. Not because the water's corrosive, but because of the intensity of the heat and the pressure against it.
Yeah, and back to what you were saying earlier about that even though, like, we're not on the front lines necessarily and not under gunfire, a big thing that they say about our job, it's inherently dangerous. Because even though there's not bullets flying over our heads or fires every single day, we work on such high-energy systems that if one thing were to go on, a pipe burst, that's going to allow high-pressure steam to enter the engine room, and that's probably one of the worst casualties we can have, and you don't have a lot of time to react to that.
Chain reactions.
So that's also in prototype is casualty responses, one of the biggest things they train us on because they want us to respond to a specific casualty and without really thinking at all. Just be able to respond immediately.
Safety, safety, safety.
Do your immediate actions and then go back, look at the procedure and be like, okay, I did this correctly. And then after that, they'll be like, how can we correct this?
Yeah, it needs to be second nature.
Yep.
That's why training is so imperative, especially in those situations. And everybody has to know exactly what's going on. We're coming up on a break here. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
No, it ain't about the place he's been living for the last 8 months. And it ain't about the badges on his uniform.
And it ain't about the oil like they say it is in the news. You'll never hear him say it don't matter anymore. Cause what matters most is feeling home. Gathered round the table, barely, barely able to get through the day without thinking about him. And their life without him. So he makes sure that they know that he knows what matters most. She gets mad when someone talks bad about red, white, and blue. Says they don't understand what it stands for. Said if they spend just one day on their knees in her shoes, they'd be a little more appreciative of that, I'm sure. What matters most is down the road.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And once again, our host, our guest this morning, if I can spit it out properly, Mike Huber with the State Granite, and then also his son Logan, who is a machinist mate nuclear, third class petty officer, preparing to go to the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower in Norfolk. If I can get any of this out of my mouth, I'll be okay at all these large words and verbs and everything else here. You know, I just want to say thank you again for you being here this morning, Logan, because I know that you were a little apprehensive about coming in, talking, and you're on leave and everything. But I really think that it's so important for you to be able to share your story as you move forward in your new career in the United States Navy, and that you've just graduated from your nuclear school, which is outstanding and to be commended for. And as you move forward, you have a large amount of responsibility as you move forward. As a third class, you're going to be making second class petty officer E5 here very shortly, part of your contract. And with your advancement comes enormous amounts of responsibility. And it's not just responsibility in your job capability, it's responsibility in leadership with leading teams of individuals who are doing the same job that you are, or possibly other jobs underneath your skill as a second-class petty officer. You'll be leading those teams. You'll be expected to carry on that leadership responsibility as you grow as a sailor and as you grow as a technician in your new capability. Have they sent you to any of your leadership training? Have they talked to you about your responsibilities as a petty officer as you're moving forward?
Yeah, so we've actually, through the entire NUC program, we go through a lot of leadership training. After A school, we put on E4, and about 2 weeks after we graduate from A school, we go through a week-long training for what it means to be a leader, what makes a good leader, and then just gets you the idea of, like, what a good leader is to you and kind of put your own thoughts into it, not just everyone's telling you what a leader is, because everyone can interpret what a good leader is differently. But so we did about 1 week of leadership training after A school, and then they pretty much throughout the entire like pipeline, maybe not like doesn't have to be an actual leadership training, but they're always training us on the side of what it means to be a leader during our job, with just a regular class. That's pretty much the whole pipeline, just because they know as soon as we leave here, that's expected of us as soon as we get to the fleet.
Well, it doesn't matter where you're going to be located, whether you're in the, excuse me, in your reactor room or you're someplace else located, that leadership comes in, because there's always a junior sailor that's going to be looking for leadership. There's always going to be a junior sailor that needs leadership, and having the courage to stand up and say, hey, you need to act a certain way. You need to hold yourself accountable a certain way. You need to do certain things a certain way, whether they're in your division or not. Leadership is leadership across the board. And one of the things that I would recommend as a senior chief, gone through the ranks on the CV side, is to, when you have the opportunity, is to volunteer for every extra class or school you get an opportunity to go through. The more schools that you go to, the more classes that you attend, they make you a rounded leader. They make you a rounded sailor. Doesn't matter if you're a master chief or not, you're still a sailor. So you make chief, petty officer, or whatever, you're still a sailor in the United States Navy. You just hold a higher position. And so all of those different classes that you have, and the technical courses and the leadership classes that you'll get as you move forward, every one of those are pieces to a puzzle to make a picture, and that picture is your leadership skills as you go through your ranks and as you, you know, get older and you put together your skills and those things like that. And so I definitely would encourage you as you move forward to be able to attend those schools and to take them with a light heart and know that you don't have to be there, but you're there and you're going to learn some really good things. Those are tools that go in your toolbox as a leader, and you carry those with you, and you may never use some of them. But then there might be that one time that you open that toolbox and you have that tool in your hand to be able to take care of that particular situation. And if you hadn't gone to that school, you wouldn't have that capability. And so all of those things come together to make you a well-rounded sailor, and it helps you advance. Because the ultimate goal is to someday make chief petty officer, right? Hopefully. And if you stay in long enough, I mean, because, you know, making chief puts you in a position to be able to move forward and to be a leader of more individuals. It is tough. There's days that I love the Navy, and there's days that I love to hate the Navy. And it's tough. You have to press yourself through those times. You have to weigh out your mindset, and you have to get your priorities straight in your head as you move forward. And you can't think about today or next week. You have to think long term. Where am I going to be in a year from now? I have a 2-year contract. Where am I going to be in 2 years from this? And how you're going to be able to grow during that time frame and to excel or to supersede certain scenarios that are going to come up, and it's going to seem like that's dictating my life right now and I can't get past it. But everything has a time frame to it, and everything moves forward. And the biggest thing is just hanging in there and being courageous when sometimes it's the most difficult thing to do is be courageous. And that's where that committed part comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll be frank and honest with you. In my career, I relied on God a lot, especially when we were in combat. Could not make the decisions that I made by myself. I prayed to God for strength every single day because I can't do it on my own.
Absolutely.
It has to come from someplace else. And that's where our success comes from. That's where our hope comes from. And that's where our strength comes from. Because we can't do it on our own, but we know where we can go and get it. And that's through the strength of God.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I don't know what your background is or anything else, but that's my personal experience. Mm-hmm. And that's what helped me get through 23 years of my career through some pretty tough times. And being at home and not going, you know, not doing duty in the United States is easy after you've been overseas and you've been shot at. So, because if nobody's trying to blow you up, there's not an IED waiting for you, and you're not ducking bullets, everything else is a lot simpler to do, and it makes it a lot easier. But relying on that faith is what got me through those most difficult times. And so, to carry on here, I just what are some of your expectations and some of the things that you want to do as you're moving forward toward the Eisenhower?
So the biggest things for me when I get to the Eisenhower is, once we get to our boats, we're given a qualification, because even though we had qualified in prototype on the submarine, we now have to requalify on our new platform. So the biggest thing for me is qualifying as soon as possible, because as soon as you qualify, you're given more responsibility, and especially when it comes to making chief. To become chief, we're required to have an engineering watch supervisor qualification. But in order to get that, we have to qualify senior in rate. qualify senior rate, we have to be qualified. So as long as...
It's a stair-stepping process.
So if I can knock out the first one as quickly as possible, I can knock out the next one, and then try to work on my engineering watch supervisor qualification, which is learning all three rates and having to be a master at all three. Because once you're are promoted to chief as a nuke, you're kind of taken away from, even though you keep machinist mate, you're not really looked at as a mechanic anymore.
Right.
You're expected to know everything. You can stand all watches.
You're a subject matter expert.
Yep. And there's some other things like that you can learn, not necessarily to do with your rate, but we have primary valve operators. You can qualify that. It's just a little qualification to work on primary valves. And a really cool thing about the nuke program is that every qualification just means a better job opportunity once you get out. Our watch suit qualification, once we leave the Navy, is recognized by a lot of big corporations and companies in the civilian sector, especially like Tesla. They understand what being a nuke is. So if you have that qualification, they'll see, okay, you know what it, like how to work, and we're going to put you in a supervisor position right away.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Stillwater Powwow has returned both to the public and to tribal land, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. See the return of beautiful dancers, the fill of powerful drummers, and celebrate our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. For information, call 530-242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by Chicken Ranch Rancheria, the Potter family, and this station.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
It happens to a mother. We
when she is giving birth. Her heart is filled with joy while her body's filled with hurt. She holds a baby close to her despite the pain he caused. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home. Fear wells up inside him, and yet he still goes on. Even though he knows he may be the next to fall, when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heartache. You don't count the sacrifice. And all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. When it comes to love, don't count the cost.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And once again, our guest this morning, Machinist Mate Nuclear, Third Class Petty Officer Logan Huber, and his dad, Mike Huber, with the State Granite. And we've been talking all about your career and where you're going and what you're doing because you're active duty right now, Logan. And you have some words that you'd like to share out there to maybe some other young individuals or parents that might have an individual that's looking at going into the military.
Yeah, so for whether you're just coming out of high school or a little bit older now, because when I was in boot camp, I met guys that were 35 years old and just now joined the military. If you're in that situation where you don't really know what you want to do with your life, you don't think college is the right decision for you, I definitely think you should definitely look at the military, see what it has to offer. It is definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made, just because not only the job that I'm doing, but the overall responsibility and structure that it gives you. But also, if you do decide to join the military, you're making that sacrifice, so make sure you do a job that you want to do. You made that sacrifice, so don't do something that you're going to regret and hate your life while you're in the military. Get the most out of it while you're in. That's the biggest thing I say. Just if you're joining the military, make sure you do something that you'll feel rewarding.
And our military right now is all volunteer. So if it's not like people are forced to go in the military or anything else. So they are hand picking the best of the best to be able to go into the military right now. And I think that that's really critical that people know, you know, maybe back in the 70s, they forced people to go in because of jail sentences or whatever else, but that is no longer the case. Our individuals, men and women, who are serving right now are choosing to serve this nation. They're choosing to serve, to go in and to do the jobs that they're doing and to be able to carry on the next generation of military personnel for our nation. And so once again, I just want to say thank you to you, Logan, for doing what you're doing. Congratulations again on your nuke school.
Thank you.
Good luck with the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower as you move forward. And I wish you well in your career as you continue to move forward and to do the best you can as you do what you do. And, Mike, we're going to step back to you and talk to you. We're going to talk a little bit more about your business here and then also talk about your CrossFit driving or your cross – is it
– Autocross.
Autocross. Well, hanging on to that steering wheel is a workout too. So
back to why I'm here is Trinity – Touring Club. We are a local autocross club, and we are having a fundraiser for the next 2 months, and all of our proceeds are going to the organization, the California Veterans Cemetery.
Museum.
Keep doing that. And we are just honored to be able to do that. So what we want to do is promote activity, because it is open to the public. It's free to come down to watch.
Or participate.
Yeah. So, and how you're going to do that is TrinityTouringClub.com. You go on there. They give you all the websites. You can actually sign up online. It's $35 a day for 4 laps. If you want to come down and do it.
Well, that's very reasonable.
Very reasonable, yeah. And that, they give you instructions. If you're new down there, we have people like myself that will help you go out and show you what to do and find the ropes. And then once you do it a couple times, it's just a blast.
But, right.
We are doing, we have a, so this weekend we have our pre-sale for our raffle tickets. And then on the 16th of October, 17th of October, the 16th will actually be our raffle. So we have almost a month. And we have two racing weekends between then and then. And then all those proceeds will, we're just going to be helping out with you. But,
we certainly appreciate that.
Well, we want people to come down and get involved. And it's a great, just fun activity.
Sure.
And, and especially people just can come down and watch. But if we do have a booth, so you donate and, raffle tickets, and we have a bunch of prizes and season passes, and Napa's giving a bunch of stuff. We have a lot of sponsors that have given a lot of stuff, so we plan on making a lot of money for you guys. So, but it's just a fun passion I have to help kids or young people just get out and learning the skills, because we don't want to do it out there and get stupid.
Well, I'll tell you what, driving through Anderson, because obviously we have one of our facilities is at Anderson, and then we live in Cottonwood. There's a lot of young people out there that drive through red lights, stop signs. They're all over the road. I mean, swerving in and out of traffic to get to Walmart. It's like, are you in that big of a hurry to get to Walmart? Just almost caused two accidents to get there. We just probably should have an educational program through the high school to get them out there to do that too as part of your program, because there's a lot of young people that are driving that need to have those skills get reinforced in their driving
today, and just learning, but also just getting out there and having a camaraderie and putting it on the course.
Sure.
If you do it out there, you have less to do it on the street.
Right. And not only that, but it's legal to do it there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 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 And you're just going to hit a cone. And if you hit a cone, it's minus a second off your time. So you just slow your time down. So it's all time attack.
Do you have motorcycles out there too, or is it just cars?
Primarily cars. Cars, go-karts if you have them, and then a lot of race cars that are super fast.
Oh, they bring race cars out there too, yeah.
Yeah, we have, everyone has a class, everyone has a pack score. So think about pack scores, you get a time, but it's like a handicap. So that at the end of the day, you can have a fast car, but a slow car could be a faster time because his handicap is greater than yours.
So you've got a garage hot rod, this is the chance to bring it out there and enjoy it and not worry about getting a ticket on the street because you spun the tires.
Yes. Yeah, it's just a fun time. And so we just encourage people to, come down, get involved in any way you can. And we've been, the organization, I'm just a small part of it. I'm just, one of the board members. But we run a really just, it's a fun time to come down and get active.
So, once again, this is at Shasta Speedway, which is there, actually in the parking lot of Speedway.
Yeah.
So of the Shasta Fairgrounds.
Yes.
In Anderson.
The north side. So it'll be next Saturday and Sunday, and then on the 16th and 17th of October.
Why don't you give them that phone number again in case they need to call to get some more information?
It's on the website. So it's TrinityTouringClub.com.
Okay.
And you look at it through there, and then from there you can actually look in and schedule the dates and register, and they'll tell you exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. But we do our donations every year, and your organization is who we decided, because we wanted to give back to veterans, and that's the biggest thing is our big push right now is to help any veterans we can. So,
well, like I said, we greatly appreciate that. With the COVID going on, it's been really tough to have fundraisers.
Yep.
And so when other organizations such as yourself step up and they help us in this program, our programs literally reach out and help change the lives of elderly and younger veterans in our community. And once again, funds in, funds out. If we don't raise the money, we don't have it. It's really tough to be able, and there's been lots of times I've just reached in my own pocket and helped out veterans that were in need because we just didn't have the extra money in another account. And fortunately, I...
It can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our...